And we're going to spend some time on the telephone right now talking about something that's going to be coming up. Well, this is probably the majority of the discussion, but still, it's coming up March 5th through April 3rd, and that is Montage presenting Treasures from a Private Contemporary Art Collection. And we have Dana Jennings with us now on the telephone. Dana, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for having me.
Now, this is interesting. First of all, we'll talk a little bit about Montage, if there's somebody out there that's not aware of what Montage is in Millerton, New York.
So Montage is a great big antique shop full of all kinds of things. We specialize particularly in furniture from early to the mid-century. We try to work with retail and with designers. But one of the other things that we love to do is to have guests. And so we have pop-ups in our shop from time to time. You've talked to me about other pop-ups in the past. And so this is a pop-up art gallery that we're hosting for this show, and we're really excited about it.
Well, I think the idea of having pop-ups in Montage on a basis where you're there, I think pop-ups are more successful that way to me, because you have an existing site that people are used to coming to, and this creates a little stir of excitement and something that's not normal.
Absolutely. You know, we've had all kinds of pop-ups. We've invited antique dealers from out of our area, some of them who don't have shops of their own, or ones who are just, you know, from a different area. And then we also, from time to time, have art shows. And we've had, art shows of current artists, you know, where it's a one-man show. And this is a little bit different, because this is actually a private collection. So that's something new for us.
So what the difference, of course, between a private collection and a one-person show? A private collection has multiple items from multiple people.
Absolutely. And in this particular case, it's a kind of important small collection of contemporary art. We are really lucky to be able to host it. It's a collection that's been put together for over the last probably 40 years.
Now, what's involved? How do you set this up? Does the person come to you who has the collection, or is this something that you know about and you inquire about and find out about?
Well, you know, this particular show is a little different because it's a private collection of someone that I've known for many years. She's actually downsizing and paring down her collection, and she actually came to me and inquired whether we could do a small show, and it just seemed like such a great match. And it's very exciting to us because a lot of the work is from some pretty important artists from the 20th century. And that, although that's a little bit outside of our wheelhouse, we love bringing in the new and the fresh and the different. So it's a very exciting show for us.
What we're talking about with Dana is Montage presenting Treasures from a Private Contemporary Art Collection. It runs March 5th through April 3rd at 25 Main Street in Millerton. More information, of course, available at montageantiques.com. Is this something where you sat with the owner of the collection and you both curated what would be best to put into the show?
You know, we actually worked with another a curator who helped us kind of hone down on the pieces that would work best for us. And one of the sort of deciding factors were balancing the price point, which is hugely important to us at Montage. We really want what we bring to the public to be affordable and within a scale. So although we have some amazing artists like Richard Diebenkorn and Caio Fonseca and Helen Frankenthaler, we have pieces that are affordable and approachable for many, many people. And then in addition to that, we have a lot of other artists who may be slightly lesser known but have very solid backgrounds in the art world and have pieces in major collections. So it's a very exciting opportunity for young collectors or for, you know, people who are established collectors looking for another piece. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I was going to say, this sounds like something most, when you hear of most auctions that come up, most normal people think that, why bother? But when you can get exposed to something like this, where you see really fine art and other artists that are also fine, but not as well known and not as well published and not as well understood, it gives you a chance to enter into that world where otherwise you'd never be able to enter into.
It's absolutely true, and I would really encourage anyone with an interest in contemporary art to try to come and see the show, not only because the things are for sale, but also because you will see a group of things that were put together by someone who's been involved in the art world, in worked in galleries, and knew these artists for over 30 years, and so her trained eye put together this amazing collection, and so the ever so slightly lesser known artists are all chosen because this collector saw their potential before they really had hit the mainstream. And even the lesser known ones are very, very well known and solid, and are represented in major collections in museums and in corporate hands as well.
Once again, now we're talking about Montage presenting treasures from a private contemporary art collection, a pop-up at their shop on Main Street in Millerton, Montage Antiques, March 5th through April 3rd, 860-485-3887, and montageantiques.com. Let's talk a little bit about the shop itself outside of the pop-up, which is coming up beginning March 5th. With a change of season, do you do a change of season swap over, or is it a more gradual thing with you at Montage?
Well, you know, the big switch that we do pretty much starting in March is to start stocking more garden stuff. You know, where people are gnashing at the bit to jump into their gardens the minute the snow melts, and you can see that that anxiousness in people's shopping habits because they're already buying urns and garden, you know, decorations, and they're interested in knowing when you're going to get garden furniture in. So that's definitely a shift that we cater to every year, and it's very exciting. It sort of gives you hope for spring.
And your regular hours now for Montage?
So we are open every day except Tuesdays, and we're open from 11 to 5 and 12 to 5 on Sundays. Sometimes now, I'm there earlier, but I don't advertise.
Now, do you have any COVID restrictions still in effect, or are you?
You know, we have just dropped our mask mandate in the state of New York, so now it's really kind of up to the shoppers. We respect whatever people would like to do, but we're no longer required to have masks in New York State.
Well, once again, Montage, March 5th through April 3rd is their special pop-up, Treasures from a Private Contemporary Art Collection. More information on that and the store in general at montageantiques.com at 860-485-3887. Dana, thanks for joining us again this morning, and I guess this will probably be a regular feature every 3 or 4 months when you have these pop-ups where we get a chance to talk with you.
I do hope so. I did forget to mention, and I want to mention, that this Saturday we are having an opening with the curator of the show, and that's from 5 to 7 p.m. this Saturday at Montage.
Thanks, Dana. We'll speak to you later.
Thank you so much, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Montage, of course, located in Millerton, New York.